Hello, everyone. This is Paige Hattie with CBM Connect, and today we are going to be speaking with Nathan Walker of Lubrication Engineers. While he was still a college student, Nathan began working at Lubrication Engineers back in 2014 as a lab technician. After graduating with a bachelor's degree in chemistry from Wichita State University, he transitioned to his current role as a chemist in the R&D department. He has several industry certifications, including some from STLE and also NLGI. And today we're going to talk with Nathan all about hydraulic oil. So to get us started, can you tell us what hydraulic oil is and how it's different from other lubricants?
Sure. So after I would say engine oils being the most important, hydraulic oils are the second most important class of lubricants that can be found in the market, in the industry. Hydraulic oil is very key component for making hydraulics work. And the way that hydraulics work are there's pumps and motors that are generate the flow or energy of the hydraulic oil, and then there's valves that stop the flow, which then creates pressure inside of these systems. And then that pressure is what is used to push cylinders using force to extend a cylinder for linear motion, which can, depending on the cylinder size, can move quite a bit of weight, or they can be adjusted to do very fine movement. So I would say hydraulics are a very important lubricant in a class of their own to do a lot of manual labor where other lubricants aren't exposed to the same conditions.
All right, awesome. So I've heard some people use the term hydraulic fluid before. Is there much of a difference between hydraulic oil and hydraulic fluid?
So I've heard them used interchangeably quite often. I think a lot of people aren't sure which term to use, but from a formulator perspective, I would say hydraulic fluid is a more generalized term, and hydraulic oil is more centered around the mineral oil base fluid that is very common in hydraulic oils. With the huge advancements of hydraulic equipment in the industry these days, where they're generating more pressure and there's more heat and more wear and tear, the fluids have to advance as well. So, for example, in aircraft, they have to use polyol ester fluids to be able to operate at the very extreme low temperatures. And so these are synthetic fluids that don't come from mineral oil. And I would consider those a hydraulic fluid. You also have water glycol-based hydraulic fluids where fire resistance may be key component in the application. And so that's technically not an oil. And so I would say fluid is more of a safe term. People don't quite know what they base stock is of the hydraulic fluid. So, and they also have nowadays there's VI improvers or viscosity index improvers, which are polymer molecules that change the behavior of the viscosity according to temperature. So they're maybe still mineral oil based, but they may appear like they're synthetic based on the way that it behaves according to temperature. So there's a lot of you're not sure if the hydraulic oil is formulated with mineral oil or if it's synthetic. So I would say that the hydraulic fluid is just a more generalized term and a safer way to classify the fluid.
Okay, so then all of that being said, Nathan, can you briefly describe a little bit more about how hydraulic fluids are characterized and formulated?
Sure. So I would say hydraulic fluids can typically be classified in three different aspects. Most important is the base fluid viscosity, the way that hydraulics work to use the pump and flow to generate pressure, the base oil viscosity is very critical. And so based on the operating temperature of the piece of equipment, it is the most important is choosing the right base oil viscosity. The other one is the application. If the application requires a special type of hydraulic fluid, such as a biodegradable or fire resistant, those hydraulic fluids have different classifications. And then a lot of times you'll hear hydraulic fluids classified by their additive systems. So very old technology that works very well is zinc containing additive hydraulic fluids. And then with the newer, more advanced hydraulic fluids coming online, they're ashless technology. So they do not contain any zinc or heavy metals. So there you normally hear a zinc containing or an ashless. The zinc containing is most likely going to be cheaper, and the ashless probably be more expensive. But then there's some applications where zinc is detrimental to the application. The fluid is formulated using, there's multiple additives that will go into hydraulic fluid. And I would say every hydraulic fluid must contain some anti-wear additives to limit the surface wear of the pump and the cylinders. There's also antioxidants needed to prolong the life of the hydraulic oil. And when it comes to oxidation, you want to slow the oxidation down. Viscosity of the oil will actually increase when the fluid is oxidized. So that is something that you want to avoid in a hydraulic system. Another important factor is rust inhibitors. A lot of times are open to the environment to breathe or aspirate as the volume of the reservoir goes down or up. So atmospheric air will come into the system, and that also contains moisture in the air that will then condense and wind up in the oil. And if you don't have rust inhibitors in the oil, you want that will allow the water to interact with the surface to create rust, which then corrodes away a nice smooth surface. So rust inhibitors are important because you will have water ingression in a hydraulic system. You also need some yellow metal deactivators. There'll most likely be brass and bronze components within a hydraulic system. So you need to protect the yellow metals in the system. Another important factor is anti-foam, and this allows the foam to dissipate if it's generated. I always say that foam is not a good lubricant, so you want to try to get as much air out as you can. Air release is important. They kind of tie together there. And then another important piece is a pourpoint depressant. When a hydraulic oil is formulated with mineral oil, it will likely have some wax in it, and so this will tend to gel up when it gets cooler. So pourpoint depressants help keep the hydraulic fluid liquid when it gets to colder temperatures. And then you would need some dispersants or detergents to help keep the system clean and help keep things in suspension inside of the hydraulic fluid. And then lastly, some hydraulic fluids contain the viscosity index improvers, which were the large polymer molecules that kind of change shape according to temperature, which they help the oil not change viscosity as much according to the temperature. So that allows for the wider temperature range. You can go down to a colder temperature and still be a liquid, and go to a higher temperature and still maintain the proper oil viscosity.
Got it. Great. So then what are some important considerations that you would suggest for an end user who, you know, is tasked with selecting the proper hydraulic fluid for their end use application?
So when it comes to looking at what hydraulic fluid you would need for your application, most of the time, the number one go-to is to look at what the OEM recommends for their equipment. And if they're not sure or it's outdated, some of the main leading OEM specifications out there right now are Eaton or Eaton Vickers, sometimes referred as, and then the Bosch Rexroth specifications are pretty severe when it comes to hydraulic pumps. And so those specifications just kind of make sure that the hydraulic fluid is meeting the proper wear requirements and all the other performance aspects needed to run in those kind of hydraulic systems. So I would consider or make sure that the hydraulic fluid has some decent OEM applications, specifications, and if it doesn't have the one that you're looking for. Another important aspect to consider, I would say, is viscosity. So I mentioned that earlier, that viscosity is probably the most important part of the hydraulic fluid. If you get the viscosity wrong, that could change how efficient the pumps work and could cause overheating. There's seals in the application that you don't want to generate too much heat, or else you might ruin the seals. So viscosity of the base fluid is probably the most critical thing to look at. Most hydraulic pumps have a oil viscosity recommendation at the least. And then so also temperature range. If you're operating in a cold environment, where the startup temperature is really cold, you might consider a hydraulic fluid that has a high viscosity index, which would mean it contains those viscosity index improvers. This allows for the fluid to remain at a decent the viscosity is thin enough that when they go to start it up in the cold temperatures, that it will be able to pump the fluid enough till it gets warmed up and then operate at the optimal viscosity. Another thing that you probably want to look at is the oxidation resistance. A fluid needs to be able to resist oxidation. There is heat generated from the pumps and all the use of the hydraulic fluid. So there's going to be oxidation of the fluid. And if there aren't any antioxidants in the fluid, then that will allow oxidation to occur. So you want to slow that down, which then prolongs the life of the fluid and you don't have to change it as often. It's kind of a cost buyback. The longer you can use your fluid, the more you can get out of it. So antioxidants are important to the prolonged use of the fluid. And then the other one I had mentioned earlier was the rust inhibitors. So you want to make sure that the rust inhibitors are nice and strong. There's a few tests that are normally published on hydraulic oil tech data sheets, and you want to look for a pass on the rust test that they specify. So most likely you will get water in there. So you want to make sure that the fluid that you're going to put in your system will protect against rust. There's two different tests that are normally run on hydraulic fluids, and they're a rust test using just normal DI water, and then they also look at seawater. So that's a little bit more severe, having the salt in there. And so if it passes with the seawater, then it's most likely going to have very good rust inhibition for the application.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Nathan. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap things up for today?
I think that's all I got.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And hopefully, I mean, we really appreciate you taking the time today. And hopefully we get to sit down and talk a little bit more about what you guys do at Lubrication Engineers and more about hydraulic oil and fluids in the future. But thank you so much for taking the time with us today.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. Thank you.